The start of the month is an important time for son Sam, a 62-year-old grandmother. That's when she gets her food stamps. But this month, she didn't get any. So on the first Monday in December, Sam and scores of other people line up outside the State Department of Human Services in Providence.
I got my food stamp every month, but this month I didn't get it. I come to ask them. I don't know why.
When the doors open at 8:30, Sam and others at the head of the line squeeze into the entrance for warmth. Sam lives with her daughter and two grandchildren. She moved to Rhode Island from Cambodia and worked in a factory, but now she's widowed and depends on SNAP benefits, the new term for food stamps. The last time she went through the checkout line to buy groceries, the cashier told her there was no money on her electronic benefits card.
I go to Walmart, but I don't know my food stamp they didn't give me, but I take the food, but I put the food back to the store.
She had to put the food back on the shelves, she says. In the same line as Sam, Elizabeth Vanover waits for help with her health insurance. She says she had to cancel her last doctor's appointment because the state cut her off Medicaid.
I've been down here 3 or 4 times and ain't got medical yet. I was on it, and then they end up shutting me down. So now I'm down here trying to see if I can get my medical back.
Literally, every day, we talk to people in our office who cannot get their benefits and do not have food.
Kathleen Gorman runs the Feinstein Center for Hunger-Free America at the University of Rhode Island. The state pays her program to sign people up for food stamps. She says about 400 people call her program every month about problems with their benefits.
People call her in tears. I had a gentleman who called me, and he said he was literally stage 3 cancer. He had gone out to the corner of his street one morning and asked some people to give him some money because he needed to buy milk.
Courtney Hawkins is the new director of the state's Department of Human Services, or DHS. She blames the problems on Deloitte Consulting, the New York firm that built the state's benefit system.
These stories are absolutely heartbreaking, and unfortunately, you know, we've been clear that the system that we were delivered by our vendor is not the system that we need for our state. It's not serving our customers well. It's not serving my workforce well.
Deloitte has refunded the state tens of millions of dollars for problems with the new benefit system known as UHIP, which stands for Unified Health Infrastructure Project. The system has cost the state more than $400 million. It's the subject of a lawsuit by the Rhode Island arm of the American Civil Liberties Union, and a federal judge has appointed a special master to oversee its operation. Hawkins says the backlog in benefits applications has been cut in half over the last year. As of last week, about 6,600 applications were still in the queue, but Hawkins says that's down from a peak of more than 14,000 last year.
We know that we're doing better, and we have to stay focused on the incremental progress that we're making every day to improve the system and improve the customer experience.
Inside her living room, Elizabeth Vanover flips through a pile of unpaid doctor's bills. She's the woman who says she had to cancel her last doctor's appointment because the state cut off her Medicaid.
I got a bill from Coastal Medical, and the exact amount is $76.40. And this is another bill from Dr. King, well, a $50 bill for my eyes. And the state usually pay for it, and they didn't pay this time. And I don't understand why I have these bills.
Vanover used to work at Brown University's food services department. Across the room, a framed certificate from Brown hangs on the wall alongside family photographs. But Vanover says she had to leave her job after an injury. Now she's trying to find out why the state disconnected her Medicaid.
And I called United Health. They said they're doing their job, but but the state's not doing theirs. And I wonder why, because I don't have the money to pay these bills.
So on a Monday morning, she drove to the Providence office and waited in line, and waited, and waited. By the time she got back in her car to drive home, it was noon. She left with a copy of a new benefits application. She was told she'd get something in the mail within the next 72 hours. Son Sam, the Cambodian woman who was in line, had better luck. Her food stamps were restored that same day. State officials say they've now resolved the backlog for food stamps, and they're working to do the same for Medicaid. Again, Human Services Director Courtney Hawkins.
It's another area where we certainly still have more work to do, and you will hear, you know, people talk about challenges that they're facing, but we've made progress.
The state has made progress, but a week after Elizabeth Vanover waited in line, she still doesn't have her Medicaid benefits. To make matters worse, she's caught a bad bug, and she's afraid to go to the doctor and rack up more medical bills. Lynn Arditti, Rhode Island Public Radio.